Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. 32 this afternoon under cloudy skies, north winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, 15, cloudy, high of 28, tomorrow chance of snow. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Both senators from the state of Kansas, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran and Senator Roger Marshall, have joined other colleagues in Washington, D.C. to file an amicus brief to the U.S. Supreme Court and the Biden v. Nebraska Department of Education in concerns with the plan to cancel federal student loan debt in the nation. As WIBW reports in a statement from U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, they say that the unilateral decision to forgive student loan debt at the federal level is an overreach and circumvents Congress's authority on the budget. As in the joint letter, they say, quote, the executive has failed in its constitutional duty to faithfully execute the law, exploiting the end of a pandemic to adopt policies at odds with those of the people's representation in Congress. According to the Congressional Budget Office, they say that the student loan forgiveness program at the federal level would be an estimated cost of $400 billion in taxpayer money, on top of the pause of student loan repayments, which has extended six times and cost taxpayers near $195 billion. The Kansas State Supreme Court has published a former Sumner County Attorney's Office employee's violations of state law. WIBW reports that in the case of Mitchell J. Spencer, the Supreme Court ordered a published censure for his violations of the state law, saying back in September of 2017, Spencer was licensed to practice law in the state of Kansas, but just 2 years later had committed a Class C misdemeanor. According to court records, the citation was dismissed by a city prosecutor and referred to the Kansas Attorney General's office, but the courts indicated that the case had been dismissed with prejudice. In the end, the Kansas State Supreme Court held that the prosecutors are only subject to a higher standard while acting within the scope of their official capacity, but the misconduct did not fall within the scope of Spencer's duties and the rule did not apply. In other news, a Missouri man has died after an accident that happened outside of Junction City in Riley County, Kansas. Take News reports the event happened around 4:30 on Saturday afternoon when 60-year-old Brian Butts was driving on I-70 when he crossed the middle lane and crashed into a ditch. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing sky-high price across the nation after the avian flu. Across the state of Nebraska are working with the FDA to try and change rules that prevent nationwide, U.S. chicken producers could be selling up to near 400 million producers, lowering the price of eggs as chicken farmers statewide. National Chicken Council Trade Group and submitted a formal Drug Administration, asking them to drop the rule that was passed to chicken producers from selling their excess eggs because they are right away. According to the Chicken Council, they estimate is prohibiting the sale away, rendered, or used for animal food. Nebraska, Mid-America Network.
Start the new year. Your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 730 Windows, Siding, Roofing, 730 Remodeling. Burwell Construction can handle it at 730. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 730 or on.
Are you ready? AARP Foundation, their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP Foundation tax aid. It has several in-person, low-cost options. Visit AARP.org forward or call XAIDE or 888 AARP NO.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday approved submitting a state grant for improvements along the 7th Street corridor north of U.S. 36 to Calhoun Street that would serve to connect the Blue River Rail Trail northwest of the Historic Depot to the Pony Express Plaza downtown. The trail would run down the center with north-south traffic flow adjacent. Overflow parking areas would be included on the west portion of the city-owned property west of the Historic Depot, and related drainage and storm sewer improvements would be included in the estimated $3.3 million project. CES Group had previously prepared a draft plan, and representatives with the Trails and Depot Group had met with city council and staff providing input. A meeting is planned this Friday morning at 10 a.m. and is open to the public at City Hall. The grant has no match requirements, with a $30 million pool, and the project range from $500,000 to $10 million, with work to be completed within 2 years of the award grant. Council approved going out for bids for removal and reconstruction of the parking at City Park, north of the tennis courts. Sidewalk replacement and parking for 20 vehicles would be included. Updates were presented by the city administrator, who advised work would be advertised for bid on 11th Road South. It's hoped that one-lane traffic could be used during construction. A waterline project incorporating South 8th and Elm Streets is planned, and Hall Brothers has advised that blacktop overlay of North 11th Road and 16th Street are a priority project this spring. Discussion was held regarding how the city best proceed with engineering for 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads, with Mayor Jason Barnes expressing concern with a $275,000 price tag for engineering that could lay idle for several years. Councilmember Jeff Keating spoke in favor of a master plan that would incorporate all possible improvements, with hopes that a total project could be cost beneficial. Zoning changes were approved from ag to industrial at 1341 Pony Express Highway east of Marysville for a food distribution warehouse, and residential to single-family residential light industrial at 5th and May Streets, where Dan Hoyer Construction is proposing a home and shop facility. Ideas were shared for repurposing and utilizing the 1930s-era chapel and restrooms in the city cemetery. It was built as a WPA project, but has never been used for anything except storage. Concern with maintenance on city-owned buildings on the Kester Block were shared. Consensus was the city should do more to adequately maintain the buildings. And approval was given for Sadie Geffert to replace Adam Turner on the Convention and Tourism Committee with a term through 2025. On a 5-2 vote, the Prairie Hills USD 113 School Board Monday voted to close the Wetmore K-12 Academic Center at the end of his school year. The board stated the extensive studies and declining enrollment, as well as difficulties in distributing resources, make it a challenge to keep the facility open. Layoffs will not occur. Employees will be given a chance to continue jobs within the district, and a window will be extended for employees to retire who are eligible for district benefits. A faulty weld in a pipeline bin reportedly contributed to a crude oil spill in Washington County December 7th, releasing some 14,000 barrels before the line was shut down. Cleanup continues and is expected to cost some $480 million, with as many as 800 workers on site during the process. Operator TC Energy is checking other parts of the pipeline with a manufactured weld on a fitting connecting sections of pipe. Mill Creek was affected, but rivers downstream and a reservoir were not. Officials have advised that prompt response from the energy company and Washington County were instrumental in containing the spill quickly. The line was closed for some 3 weeks. Committee hearings with the Kansas House Energy Committee are planned on the matter next month. Gage County authorities are asking public assistance with information regarding vandalism at the Blue Springs Cemetery, which was reported January 19th. A fence and two headstones were damaged, with vehicle tracks and parts of a vehicle damaged that were recovered. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or Gage County Crime Stoppers at 402-228-4343. Maxine D. Reynolds, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. in charge of arrangements for Maxine Reynolds. Phyllis A. Hoffman, age 97, of rural Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ, rural Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Hoffman.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Thursday afternoon. Staying cloudy and breezy today with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Snow showers are likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy and breezy with our lows in the lower to upper teens. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Several inches of snow accumulation may be possible. Some snow showers early on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Even cooler throughout Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. But warming up throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Even warmer throughout Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And mostly clear Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 45, record high on this date, 73. The average low, 22, and the record low, 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:19. Sunset this evening at 6:04. National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch in effect through midday Thursday. Accumulations of snow could range 4 to 6 inches south of U.S. 36, 6 to 8 inches north of U.S. 36. That according to the latest prognostication. A gusty north wind, 30 to 40 miles an hour, will cause blowing and drifting snow and reduced visibility at times. Again, a winter storm watch in effect through midday Thursday for all of our listening area in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Return on investment is a calculation many of us should do when planning our springtime garden. Some tips for keeping expenses to a minimum today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 15th, the 46th day of the year. Famed astronomer Galileo and suffragist Susan B. Anthony were both born on this day. It'll soon be time to start seeds indoors for the spring garden. That's one way to keep costs down when growing your own food. Here's a few more suggested by our readers. Consider sharing seed packets with your neighbors. One packet usually has more than you'll need. Make seed starting containers from recycled household items, egg cartons, takeout food containers, yogurt cups, and more. Make your own plant markers. Unused slats from window blinds work well. And everyday kitchen scraps can fortify your soil. Eggshells, banana peels, and coffee grounds are all good sources of nutrients. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel is proud to support the men and women who volunteer their time and efforts as volunteer firefighters and EMTs. Everything these individuals do is appreciated beyond words. From Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, serving prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Napa Filter Days at Enon's Automotive run through February 18th. Take advantage now of their large selection of farm filters. Also hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Farm Filter Day is at your Napa Parts Store. Enon's Automotive in Marysville run through February 18th.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College hoops back in action last night as both teams were down in the state of Oklahoma with Kansas Jayhawks on the road to the Oklahoma State Cowboys as they pull off the victory 87-76 last night. Also moving up to the number 5 slot in the national AP polls. It was another big night for Grady Dick, the number 4 guard, as he put 26 points on the board with 3 rebounds and 3 assists. Kevin McCullough also had 15 points on the board with 8 assists in the game. Jalen Wilson putting 14 points in the hoop with 4 rebounds and 2 assists total for the game. It was neck and neck going into the half with the Jayhawks up by 2 points, but rallied by the second half, putting up a 9-point margin. The Jayhawks are back in action on Saturday this week when they come home to take on the number 9 Baylor Bears with tip-off at 3 p.m. In Kansas State Wildcat basketball, they've now fell 2 games in a row, this one taking on the Oklahoma Sooners as the Sooners top the Wildcats 79-65. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball finals in girls play. Hanover took Washington County 59-25. Axtell over Troy 49-46. Clifton Clyde topped Valley Heights girls 56-39. Frankfort beat Onega 38-20. Centralia over Blue Valley 66-47. Chapman girls downed Rock Creek 51-43. Hayes over Abilene 52-23. Phillipsburg downed Concordia 64-38. And Wamega took Clay Center 52-23. Boys action, Hanover topped Washington County 58-25. Axtell over Troy 72-47. Clifton Clyde beat Valley Heights 69-45. Onega boys took Frankfort 50-47. Centralia down Blue Valley 61-50. Wamega over Clay Center 49-35. And Hayes took Abilene 60-44.
Crazy worms are invading woodlands, gardens, and golf courses. They've been in the southeast United States for years, but are now spreading to other areas of the country. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also called snake and jumping worms, or Alabama jumpers, they were inadvertently introduced into the U.S. on plants imported from their native home of Japan and Korea. They spread on the soil and plant material, or by leftover fishing bait discarded in nearby woods and riverbanks. Crazy worms multiply quickly and devastate the organic matter covering a forest floor or garden bed. Their feeding destroys the soil structure, hindering plant growth. The long gray worms are found in large numbers on the soil surface. They thrash wildly when disturbed and can even shed their tail when attempting to escape. Prevent the spread and keep your garden free of crazy worms by purchasing plants and gardening materials from reliable sources. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Some knew him as the Man in Black. There were several reasons he may have worn that color. It was an image that still makes him stand out among music greats. Today we head to the museum devoted to that man. It's this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash was born in 1932. By the mid-1950s, after serving 4 years in the Air Force, he was on the airwaves with hits like I Walk the Line. It's remarkable the longevity of his music career and how that music still resonates with listeners.
He had an amazing career that lasted about 60 years, which is kind of unheard of for most artists. So not only did he have those early rockabilly days and in the classic country phase that he went through, he had a big resurgence in the late 60s when he did prison concerts, which was just absolutely unheard of at the time.
Those prison concerts began in the 1950s, but some of the biggest, including live record recordings, took place in the 1960s.
Columbia wanted him to record a new album, and he said, "Great, I'll do it live from a prison."
Angela Dager helps oversee the Johnny Cash Museum here in Nashville. She says the items in the collection span his entire life, including some of his earliest years.
My favorite things are the personal things that Johnny had. So we have the actual marbles that he played with as a child. That's one of the first things that you see when you come in the museum.
Perhaps this museum helps people understand the life of a man who seemed to have interests that would appeal to people of all walks of life.
We have his personal Bible. I think that's pretty neat, too. A lot of people think of Johnny as the rebellious outlaw, and absolutely that's who he was, but he was also a religious person. He was a scholar. He wrote a book about St. Paul. A lot of people don't realize the diversity that he had.
While Johnny's life is fascinating, what may be equally fascinating is the story of this museum. For the tale of how so many of Cash's personal items wound up here is really remarkable. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCray.
The Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire.
Smith Auto is proud to support the skilled Pawnee City Indians winter sports teams. The athletes have been training diligently and are sure to bring in the wins as they compete in the upcoming events this week. From the crew at Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer newer used auto parts, body repairs, and glass installations. Alfea is confident the Pawnee City High School winter sports teams will be busting out onto the field and court, ready to dominate at this week's next game. Their hard work and natural talent is sure to bring a victorious season. Good luck, Indians, from Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
How about a great job that you can rely on with a stable company offering great benefits? Be a part of a diversified company manufacturing essential products, trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts. Landall is hiring for assemblers, welders, and painters at the Marysville, Waterville, and Beloit locations. Again, offering stable employment, excellent wages and benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonus. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 562-5381 to learn more.
Owning a dog can bring your family unconditional love and companionship. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Before you bring home man's best friend, do your homework to be sure you're choosing the right one as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
know several people who wanted a dog, visited an animal shelter, and had their heartstrings tugged by a sad-eyed pup that ended up going home with them. An impulse decision isn't always a good one, especially if the dog ends up not being a good match for your family. Choosing the right canine companion takes some forethought. Brian Bailey is an animal behaviorist and author. He says the first question you need to ask yourself is, why do I want a dog?
Do I want it to be a companion? Do I want it to be a working dog? Will it be living in my house? Will it not be living in my house? Do I have children? A lot of things need to be taken into consideration. But number one, why do I want a dog? And then number two, I always advise, try to match the dog to your lifestyle. If you're an active person, active dog. Not so active, not so active dog.
Bailey says every dog wants a job to do. Some breeds have more aptitude for specific tasks than others. For instance, you wouldn't ask a poodle to herd the sheep. You'd choose a border collie or other breed where herding is in its blood. Also be aware of temperament, especially if there are children around. Some breeds, by nature, tend to be either dominant or submissive. Bailey recommends a laid-back, submissive dog as a family pet.
You know, there's a reason why all these children get bitten. They ignore the warning signs of these big dogs, and they try to take toys out of the big dog's mouths and pull their ears and hit them with their new lightsaber that they got at a Star Wars movie. And a lot of these dogs repel. They go after them. They say, back off. You're not going to do that to me. So we've got to have a dog that's willing to take a little bit of Johnny's abuse and not lash back out aggressively.
A good way to start researching dog breeds is by perusing the American Kennel Club's website. You'll find more tips for choosing the right canine companion for your family at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
world of more, don't we? Enough is never enough. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Is there anyone who doesn't want more money? We are always tempted to buy bigger and better, even if what we have is more than enough. We're on this never-ending cycle of more. The Bible is our guide to life, and it's filled with passages about learning to be content with what you have and avoiding greed and materialism, that constant need for more. So in a world filled with so many options to get more, how do you stay content with what you have? One way is to be generous. It could be giving money to support a ministry you care about, or donating resources to help those in need. Maybe you volunteer your time and talent to help out at your church. When you give of yourself, you take the focus of your own needs and look at the needs of others. And when you do that, you realize how much you already have instead of feeding the need for more.
Shielding U.S. ag land from foreign ownership. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. There's no shortage of efforts on the state level to keep foreign entities from buying agricultural land, but those barriers are much lighter on the federal level. Micah Brown is a staff attorney with the National Agricultural Law Center, a part of the University of Arkansas System, Division of Agriculture.
There's no federal foreign ownership law. When I say foreign ownership law, I mean a law that is directed towards restricting or prohibiting foreign ownership of land, specifically agricultural land. But the federal government does monitor foreign investments, acquisitions, ownership of ag land through the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act.
It's much different at the state level, says Brown.
There's no federal law. There are approximately 14 states that have foreign ownership laws, but a lot of these laws were enacted at different eras in our nation's history. So they vary widely on what they do, language-wise, restriction-wise, so there's no uniformity.
Brown says many more states are now considering legislation in this category. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says more than 37 million acres of U.S. farmland is held by foreign owners. Canadians own 32% of those acres. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2015 Silverado 2500 HD. It's a Duramax diesel Z71 package priced at $28,500. And a 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. It's a local truck trade-in at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Akinlaw with you on this Wednesday, February the 15th. March corn right now down 6.5 at 675.75. Taking a look at Kansas City wheat for March. Here's what we're looking at, 892.5, and that's down 13.5. March oats, 359.75, that's down 6. Soybeans for March right now, looking at 1524.5, that's down 13 currently. Cotton for March, 82.89 is your current price, and that's down $2.51. Live cattle for February, 161.90, that's down 17.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March up 45 cents at 187.10. Crude oil for March, 77.89, that's down $1.17. Markets, Dow down 144, S&P down 12, NASDAQ up 8 now. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Akin. Robin Reed, who is with Kansas State University as an ag economist, says, There are upcoming deadlines out of the 2018 Farm Bill that ag producers need to know about.
So this is not a new decision for producers in the 2018 Farm Bill. We've been making this decision. This will actually be the fourth time now. And it's the final decision of the 2018 Farm Bill as we're looking at hopefully a new Farm Bill coming out this September or an extension of the one we have if we don't get that done in time. But really, this is, yeah, the last decision period of this 2018 Farm Bill. And just to kind of refresh the programs that we're looking at, I know a lot of producers are familiar at this point, but we're looking at ARC, Agricultural Risk Coverage, and PLC. Price loss coverage.
And there are several things that ag producers should be considering when they take a look at this particular issue.
So the biggest thing, and I guess put it out there plainly, the reality of these two programs right now, with the prices that we're seeing, the higher commodity prices, neither of these programs will likely trigger unless we have a significant yield loss at the county level, or if you do the individual product, the individual level. You know, because of how these programs are set, as far as what prices are setting the guarantees, those are so low right now compared to the commodity prices we have, it just takes a super big loss to trigger a payment. So let me start out talking in general about price loss coverage. This is the program that we're looking at the national marketing average price compared to a set benchmark. And so for wheat, that's $5.50, corn $3.70, sorghum $3.95, and soybeans $8.40.
And that's a get your ag news for this Wednesday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
This is Lauren Triernick inviting you to the Triernick Simmental's 48th Annual Production Sale on Sunday, February 19th at our sale facility west of Wymore. The sale will start at 1 p.m. Selling will be 140 performance-tested Simmental, Sim Angus, Angus, and Red Angus herd bull prospects, as well as 20 select females. Give us a call to view the bulls anytime prior to the sale. Check out our herd book page for more information. That's the Triernick Simmental Production Sale Sunday, February 19th at 1 p.m. at our sale facility just west of Wymore.
The United States is one of the world's largest sugar producers. The farmers who grow it make your day a lot sweeter on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Sprinkled into your coffee this morning was likely grown by a farmer here in the U.S. Beet sugar is grown in 11 northern states, and sugarcane is grown in 3 southern states. There is no difference in the sugars. Luther Marquardt is chairman of the board of the American Sugar Alliance. He says the sugar industry provides 142,000 jobs across the country, and they put over $20 billion into the U.S. economy.
The policy that we have to work with is it's a simple loan program. We're producing sugar in the wintertime faster than what the market needs it. So we take loans from the Department of Agriculture while we store everybody's sugar, and then as they need it, we sell it to them, they pay us, and then we pay the USDA back with interest. For 17 of the last 18 years, all of those loans have been paid back.
What's unique in the sugar industry is that there are 21 factories, and the farmers own all of them. The farmers also need to invest over $1 million for specialized equipment and other costs.
We can use planters, we plant seeds, but we have to have special harvesters, extra trucks, all of that. And then you have to be a shareholder in a farmer cooperative, so you have to buy shares into that company. So it takes a lot. And it will take about 450 to 500 farmers to make those kinds of investments, and probably close to $1 billion to build a sugar processing facility.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the sugar industry in the United States at agriculture.com.
Helena Agri Enterprises supports the Centralia and all area FFA chapters and thanks the leaders for teaching our youth the varied aspects of the ag industry. It will be beneficial to them in future endeavors. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge. Always proud to support our youth. Sheer Quality Furniture is recognizing all Beatrice FFA chapter leaders for providing an opportunity for the youth of the community to further their education by teaching them business and technology skills. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Robin Reed, who is with Kansas State University as an ag economist, says there are upcoming deadlines out of the 2018 Farm Bill that ag producers need to know about.
So this is not a new decision for producers in the 2018 Farm Bill. We've been making this decision. This will actually be the fourth time now. And it's the final decision of the 2018 Farm Bill as we're looking at hopefully a new Farm Bill coming out this September or an extension of the one we have if we don't get that done in time. But really, this is, the last decision period of this 2018 Farm Bill. And just to kind of refresh the programs that we're looking at, I know a lot of producers are familiar at this point, but we're looking at ARC, Agricultural Risk Coverage, and PLC, Price Loss Coverage.
And there are several things that ag producers should be considering when they take a look at this particular issue.
So the biggest thing, and I guess put it out there plainly, the reality of these two programs right now, with the prices that we're seeing, the higher commodity prices, neither of these programs will likely trigger unless we have a significant yield loss at the county level, or if you do the individual product, the individual level. Because of how these programs are set, as far as what prices are setting the guarantees, those are so low right now compared to the commodity prices we have, it just takes a super big loss to trigger a payment. So let me start out talking in general about price loss coverage. This is the program that we're looking at the national marketing average price compared to a set benchmark. And so for wheat, that's $5.50, corn $3.70, sorghum $3.95, and soybeans $8.40.
And that's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Research involving gene editing in swine has led to numerous human medicine breakthroughs. From K-State, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Randall Prather leads a team of researchers at the University of Missouri that works in this area and explains why pigs serve as better research candidates.
Swine are really the optimal species for many human conditions. A lot of research has been done on mice, for example. Unfortunately, they're not able to answer a lot of the important questions. Cystic fibrosis. This is caused by a mutation in a gene called CFTR. It pulls out a single amino acid. 15% of the people with cystic fibrosis have meconiumelias. This is a mucus plug in the intestine. There's a blockage of the gallbladder, blockage of the bile duct, blockage of the pancreatic duct, and after that, they get lung disease. Well, when we made that same mutation that occurs in people, in pigs, 100% of them had all the symptoms that people give. So now the physicians have something that they can go in invasively and monitor development and progression of disease in a way that just wasn't possible prior to this.
He shares insight on the fluorescent pigs that his lab created for medical research specifically.
If you go to the aquarium and you see the jellyfish and they turn on the UV light, the jellyfish fluoresce. Well, so we've taken the page of the blueprints out of the jellyfish and modified it a little bit and put it in the pig. And now we have pigs that when you turn on the UV light, those cells fluoresce. People like to use them for tracking studies. So one example that I like to get is if you're studying retinal damage in humans, you'll take a pig and you'll damage the retina to simulate what happens in people. And then you want to do a stem cell therapy. You'll take these cells and you'll transfer them in the eye. And then you'll determine later that, yeah, it repaired the condition. The pig can now see. Well, you can take that eye, put it on the microscope, turn on the UV light, the cells fluoresce, and you know, oh, the treatment works.
Prather goes on to share a real-life example of this research's impact.
Baby Owen was a child that had a valve replaced in his heart. A few years before that, Conrad from University Medical School, South Carolina, came to us and he said, you know, we have a problem when a baby's born and they need a new valve. We can put a new valve in, but the valves don't grow. So as the baby grows, we have to go back and do repeated surgeries. He says, I have this idea that if we take a bigger piece of the heart, that the valves will grow. And he said, I want to use your green pigs for this. And so we sent him some of our green pigs, and he did pig-to-pig transplants. And we get this email back saying, nobody has ever seen this before, the valves grow. A month later, we get an email saying that the surgeons at Duke found out about it, and they had a baby born that needed new valves, and they did this partial heart transplant, and it was a success. But then right before Christmas, I got an email from my collaborator at Medical School of South Carolina, and it was a picture of Baby Owen. And he said, Baby Owen gets to celebrate his first Christmas because of the work that we've done.
Once again, that was Randall Prather from the University of Missouri sharing information on swine genetics research for human medicine. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.